Merry Christmas, happy holidays. It's a special time of year waking up feeling like a kid again with all those memories of winter wonderland and jolly old St. Nick. I'm Tracy Lynn.
I'm Nate Holler and some famous friends.
It's a Canadian country Christmas. Today we celebrate this special time of year rocking around the Christmas tree. Merry Nate-mas.
Oh, or happy holidays. Oh. Let's grab some hot chocolate, hot drink, cold, whatever you want, and celebrate with us. Coming up, we're taking a walk down memory lane.
Hi, it's Lindsay L. Happy Hot Country Christmas. Christmas means so much to me. It is my favorite holiday. It's my favorite time of year because I think it's really an important time that we can focus on giving back and showing gratitude and gratefulness for everybody in our life and love Christmas music. There is just something about Christmas music that warms my heart, and Michael Bublé's Christmas record and Amy Grant's record are on repeat in our house all the time.
Do you remember me? I sat upon your knee. I wrote to you with childhood fantasies. Well, I'm all grown up now and still need help somehow. I'm not a child, but my heart still can dream. So here's my lifelong wish, my grown-up Christmas list. Not for myself, but for a world in need. No more lives torn apart, that wars would never stop, and time would heal all hearts. And everyone would have a friend, and right would always win, and love would never end. This is my grown-up Christmas list.
Beneath our tree, well, heaven surely knows that packages and bows can never heal a hurting human soul. No more lives torn apart, that wars would never stop. Time would heal all hearts, and everyone would have a friend, and right would always win, and love would never end. This is my grown-up Christmas list. Innocence of youth, maybe only in our blind belief can we ever find the truth. No. Torn apart.
It's a Canadian country Christmas. I'm Tracy Lynn.
I'm Nate Holler.
For many of us, the holidays generate some of our most vivid memories. Wouldn't you say that, Nate?
I definitely would.
Some of the most cherished traditions include decorating the Christmas tree, seeing friends and family, decorating the home, watching classic holiday movies, and my favorite part, eating holiday meals and treats. Here's Dean Brody now with his favorite holiday food.
I have to say my favorite Christmas dessert is one that my mom makes. It's an amazing cheesecake. It's got this amazing foundation of like graham cracker crumbs and sugar. And then the middle is like this amazing like whipped cream kind of thing. And then on top is a cherry pie filling. I mean, that nasty gooey stuff that you get in bulk and you can just pour it all over the place. And I just gobble that stuff up. Amazing mom's cheesecake. I want to take a second to wish you a Merry Christmas. I hope you have the best time with your family and friends and just a restful and peaceful Happy New Year.
Giant snowflakes floating in the air, red and green lights everywhere. The woodshed is full, so everybody will be warm tonight. Grandma sits knitting by the fire. Mom's in the kitchen brewing apple cider. Papa and Daddy trading stories of hunting seasons gone by. And the woodshed is full, so everybody will be warm tonight. Christmas Eve has found me with those I love the most in this life. As smoke rolls from the chimney, we all sing. My first glove from Daddy are memories that won't ever fade. My brother and I splitting firewood and breaking into crazy snowball fights. Yeah, and somehow that woodshed got full, so everybody could be warm at night. Christmas Eve has found me with those I love the most in this life. As smoke rolls from the chimney, we all sing.
Thanks to Dean Brody for joining us and rocking around the Christmas tree. I'm Tracy Lynn.
I'm Nate Holler.
And this is Merry Natemus, or
Happy Holidays.
It's always fun hanging out here at Hot Country. And Merry Christmas to you. You know, growing up, Christmas was a time of the year that I always looked forward to as a child. Sure, the presents were fun, but I mostly looked forward to the Christmas Day get-togethers with extended family. You know what? The celebration started very early in the morning and they went very late at night, right? So it was these Christmas Day get-togethers that I have my most fondest memories of Christmas. And I remember we did karaoke, Nate.
Really?
Yes.
Every Christmas?
Every Christmas. And I remember one where my cousins and I, we sat there with my sister and we were singing the Judds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Is that your go-to?
It's my go-to.
Yeah.
It's our go-to. And it just, I remember looking outside and seeing the snow falling perfectly. And everybody was just in a great mood. There were smiles. Yeah. May it be a couple of festive drinks? I don't know.
It could be.
But it was just that time of the year. And music and the holidays go hand in hand. And right now, it's a special time of, it's a country Christmas because Nate Holler is going to sing for us.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to try my best. I'm going to do a medley of songs. I was going to do just one, and then I thought, there's too many to pick. Some of them are guilty pleasures, so I don't want people to be mad, okay?
No.
You're just going to have to go with it now. We're doing it. It's already set in stone.
Yep. Time to grab your hot cup of cocoa. Grab the kids. Grab the family. Because it's a special that you definitely don't want to miss. This is Nate Holler.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the tree tops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Yeah, dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. And that's right about at the time of the night when I throw on Biebs. It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in a winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in a winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe with you, shawty, with you, you, yeah, shawty, with you, you, under the mistletoe. Hey, love, wise men follow the star, the way I follow my heart, and it led me to a miracle. Hey, love, don't you buy me nothing. I am feeling one thing, your lips on my lips. It's a very Merry Christmas. And this might be the most hated country song.
Oh,
country
no.
Christmas song. Is it a country Christmas song? I'm not sure. But it's dirty and I love it. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only hippopotamus will do. I don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use a dirty chimney view. I'll bring him through the front door, it's an easy thing to do. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only hippopotamus will do. No crocodile, rhinoceroses. I only want hippopotamuses. And hippopotamuses, they want and they like me too.
Wow, you really...
Thank you for letting me do that.
You
I had
really
to fit them all
it.
In. I was trying my hardest. I had a cheat sheet here, I'm not going to lie, because there's a lot of words in that hippopotamus one.
You owned Nate Mess here. You owned it. Thank you so much for that. That was Nate Holler. It's a Canadian Christmas with Tracy Lynn
and Nate Holler and some famous friends on Hot Country.
Christmas carols, they spread joy and warmth during the coldest months of the year. And you know what, Nate? I'm a duet girl, and you know that.
I do know that.
You know, little baby, it's cold outside.
Ooh, give us some. Come on.
Oh, wait till Elvis and Martina McBride. Blue Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
Little Dolly, ooh. Little Kenny.
Come on.
Oh, my goodness. I am feeling a little hard candy Christmas right now. It's like growing up, and even today, I've instilled this in my kids. The holidays and music, there is nothing like waking up, having your family there.
Oh.
Just having those tunes, and we have those classic Christmas carols like we're hearing throughout our show are Merry Nightmas and...
Oh, yeah. Happy Holidays. Yeah. I love that too. Our family starts early. We start like the night before. We often put like our last little ornaments on the tree. We put on Buble Christmas.
Oh, yes. You're a Buble man.
I love Buble. Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with Buble.
Yeah.
And I like his bubbly drinks too.
Yes.
I truly do. Anyway, I digress. But yeah, and then waking up, I'm just hoping there's snow on the ground. And we put the same Christmas music on, open presents, the whole family. Grandparents normally are there too. So I'm very lucky to spend the holidays with such a great group. And speaking of family, we got our next guest coming up.
We sure do.
A brother and sister duo. You know them. They grew up singing together, Yeehaw Farm. Yeah. They've been doing it for years.
Mm-hmm.
The Reklaws are joining us next.
Another Christmas day will come and go away, and I've got so far to go, but I want to go home. I need to go home. Maybe surrounded by strangers and Christmas lights, I shouldn't feel so alone, but I want to go home. God, I miss you, you know. I can close my eyes and see the angel on the tree, a blanket of snow outside, and all my friends and family. And though I know that you're no further than a call away, I need to see your face. A call could never be the same. Another Christmas day will come and go away, and I won't leave you alone. No, I wanna go home. I've got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I wanna go. Get back to you. I need you to believe I'll make it back by Christmas Eve.
Another Christmas day will come and go away, and I won't leave you alone. I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna be home. Though I'm surrounded by this cold December night, I feel so alone. I'm gonna go home. Babe, I miss you, you know.
Let me go home. I've had my run. Baby, I'm done. I'm coming back home. Let me go home. Cause this Christmas I'm home.
It's a Canadian Christmas with
Tracy Lynn
and Nate Holler on Hot Country.
So we're getting ready to rock around the Christmas tree with the Reklaws, Stuart and Jenna.
Yes.
And Nate, you have spent a lot of time. Like, you are a part of the Walker family.
I love the Walkers, all of them. And they're like, they set the ultimate mood.
And we were talking favorite Christmas songs growing up.
Ooh, honestly, we both agreed that the entire Michael Bublé Christmas album is just the best. It just feels like Christmas.
Yeah, and like, he's kind of like the Mariah Carey as far as like crooners go for Christmas. Yeah, exactly. He kind of de-thaws every December.
Yeah, he does.
But we also agreed that the Home Alone kind of made this impactful on us. But
sing it.
We're a little flat.
Damn.
But that's one.
Dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. But then I am dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days, be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
Canadian Country Christmas with
Tracy Lynn
and Nate Holler on Hot Country.
Happy holidays. We hope that you're enjoying your special day. I have a little game that we're going to play with Nate.
Oh,
yes. It's a little this or a little that. Are you eggnog or hot chocolate?
It's got to be nog. It has to be.
Hey, I'm a hot chocolate girl.
Are you? I like hot chocolate too, but eggnog is so festive.
Oh, it is. It is. So traditional dress clothes or ugly sweater?
That's tough. I love dressing up in some tradish clothes, but maybe I'll put on like a suit and then a ugly sweater on top.
Okay, gingerbread or sugar cookies?
Ooh, also tough. I like making the gingerbread houses, but I'll eat the sugar cookies.
Ooh, yes. Yeah. You know, I have to be in the mood for gingerbread, but you're right. Making the gingerbread houses?
It's fun. It's an activity. It's a whole day. I don't like, to be honest, I can't cook or bake.
I love baking. It's something that I love to do.
Do you bake a sugar cookie?
I do. Okay. Well, I mean, they never really look like the cookie cutters that I'm trying to use, but
they mush out.
They taste good. Yeah. They definitely do. Now, how about a real tree or a fake tree?
Oh, it has to be real.
Okay.
It has to be. I need that pine smell. And I've seen people put the...
Oh my gosh.
I'm not trying to divide
people. Put me under the bus
here.
Right now.
Do you do that? Oh man, I'm so glad I went so hard into the fact that it needs to be real.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not judging you, except a little.
I think you are.
Well, have you smelled a pine needle?
Well, I
Yeah. Delicious.
It's a little air freshener that I stick
mixed with
behind.
The sugar cookie? Oh, forget it. Christmas.
Yeah, happy holidays. Thanks for hanging out with us here at It's a Canadian Country Christmas with Tracy Lynn.
Nate Holler.
And last one, very important when it comes to Christmas decorating, colored twinkle lights or white?
I think I'm a classic white light. I don't think they ever go out. And sometimes when it's summer and people have the
twinkle lights, the twinkle white ones.
Oh, the twinkle or the white ones?
Yeah.
Also?
Yeah.
And then just a standard stay still on that one.
Yes.
White.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm still going standard.
Yeah, I'm a white. I like the white lights. But then now, okay, let's really, before I need to know.
Yep.
Please. Is it the yellow tone light or the blue tone white?
Not blue. It's got to be warm yellow.
It does.
It has to be.
Oh my gosh.
A big bulb too sometimes. Oh, forget it.
Oh my God. I feel like this is like Kenny and Dolly Christmas right now.
Yeah, I think it's going good.
It is. And stick around, guys. It's time to refill your hot cocoa because there's still more coming up on It's a Canadian Country Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Dolly Claus. I hope you and your families are having the best holiday season ever.
I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus. I believe there's always hope when all seems lost. I believe in Santa Claus.
I believe in Santa Claus. I'll tell you why I do. I believe that dreams and plans and wishes can come true.
I believe in miracles. I believe in magic too. I believe in Santa Claus and I believe in you.
I believe in family, in country and in smiles. I believe in turning negatives to positives in life. I believe in saying what you mean and meaning what you say. I believe a better attitude can make a better way. And I believe in viewing life as a journey that we're on. And looking at our troubles as another stepping stone.
And I believe and I that believe everything in life is what it's meant to be. I believe there is.